Hey friends, this is Michael Bohm with Youth Apologetics Training. Today we're going to continue on with this series about Islam and the Quran. We're going to move into a new area. We're going to talk about how we can witness to our Muslim friends. And I mean, and that's what it's really all about, is trying to reach people for Christ. So today we're going to talk about some of the tips, some of the ideas, some of the ways that people have found success, and some of the pitfalls that can lie in your path when trying to witness to Muslims. So let's go ahead and jump right in. Let's talk about now how we can witness to Muslims, how we can hopefully lead them to the grace and mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. And friends, before we get too far, I just want to remind you of this. Okay, there is a massive risk that our Muslim friend would have to take if they were going to trust in Christ and convert to anything but Islam. And of course, we're hoping for Christianity here. That's what we're trying. We're trying to witness to people. And you have to realize, especially when you're witnessing abroad, okay, when you're witnessing abroad, their very lives are in danger, okay? If the people that they go to mosque with find out, and they most certainly will, if they're friends, if they're family, there's a good chance that they're going to lose their life because of this decision, all right? Let that sink in. Feel the weight of that. When you go into this situation, you are putting their very life in danger, but their soul is in danger right now, okay? So we don't stop witnessing because of that, but I want you to understand that when you go into this encounter, oh, man, you're putting their life in danger, okay? Don't treat this flippantly. This is not a small matter. In fact, there may be even an opportunity for them to be tortured over this. Their family might be put to death over this, okay? This is a big deal. Now, if you live in the United States, some parts of Europe, other countries, okay, they might, the danger might not be nearly that high, okay, especially in the United States. In most parts of the United States, their life is not in that big of danger, although things happen. I mean, we've had some beheadings and some strange things happen here in the United States too, honor killings and the like. But nonetheless, even here in the United States, where Islam does not have a strong hold, okay, if they convert and their friends and their family and their mosque finds out, they will lose all that respect and all of those friendships, all of the love, okay? Their family most likely will turn their back on them. There might be some physical violence involved as well. So again, keep that in mind, okay? This is not just some trivial matter that you're entering into. This is a very big deal. Yes, you are trying to save their soul from the pit of hell. And that is a good cause, okay? Praise God. But I want you to understand what position you're potentially putting this person in. So I guess just be aware of that, okay? On that same note, skipping quite ahead, if they do convert, that's not the end of the story, okay? Realize that if this person converts, you better not ditch them. This is a huge commitment. In Islamic culture, they're used to a culture where they have some kind of a life coach that helps them through situations and so helps them understand their faith, like a guru in a sense, a life coach, and they are like a disciple. And they're used to that. They're used to having someone help them find a job, just for example. Somebody helping them find a place to live. Someone helping them find a wife. even. All right. Now, I'm not saying we need to go that far. What I'm trying to impart to you is the understanding that when this Muslim friend of yours does commit their life to Christ, they trust in Christ for the forgiveness of their sins and not in Allah and their works to save them. When they trust in Christ, your work has just begun. Okay, you need to surround them with a whole family of Christians. Okay, you need a whole support group for them. You need to help them in every way, and they need to be discipled in their faith. They need that. So if your church does not have a discipleship program, then it is you, my friend. It is you. And if you don't understand how to disciple somebody, there's many great books on the subject. There's movies on the subject. There's many websites devoted to that subject. Basically, be their very best friend. Be there for them at every turn and train them up in the faith, okay? And if you're not there where you can adequately train somebody up in the faith, then you go up the food chain. You talk to your pastor. You talk to the youth pastor. You talk to some pastor or somebody that you know that can help you in this. And like I said, surround them with a family. And by family, I don't mean, you know, your mother, your father, your sisters and your brothers. I'm talking about a Christian family, a group of believers who are going to band together and make sure this person does not fall away. In fact, I read some statistic. I might mess this up, but I'm pretty sure I read along the various places I was studying for this series, something like 80% of Muslims that convert to Christianity eventually fall back into Islam because they're not getting discipleship. Let that one sink in. So again, this is a big deal. And so I just wanted to lay those two points on you. Realize that you're putting their life in danger, or at the very least, their relationships with their family and their friends. And also realize that if they convert, and that's what we're praying for, you got some work to do. And praise God, it is a worthy work. It is such a good work. But you've got to understand, there's going to be some work involved. Okay, so how do we do this? All right, like every other series, I don't promise you any silver bullets, any whiz-bang, slam-dunk, awesome way to do this, okay? It's not going to happen. Just like every other person you're trying to convert, it's complicated. Okay, so where do we start? We start on our knees. We start by calling on our Father in heaven, and we pray for them every possible way. We pray that God gives us the words to say. We pray that God gives us the grace to walk a very consistent, awesome Christian life. We pray for amazing love and grace that we can show this person. We pray for protection. We pray for guidance. I might have already said that. We pray for everything possible. We pray that God softens their heart in all of this. We pray that the Holy Spirit goes after them and reminds them of points that we have made, the good ones. Okay. We pray that the Holy Spirit helps them forget the silly things that we may say or do. Praise God, because not all of us are gifted in the ways of evangelism. We pray that God teaches us through this process. Guys, you just pray as you feel led. Just pray, pray, pray. And don't stop there. You pray that God keeps them up at night with some of the points you've made that are good ones. You pray that the Holy Spirit speaks through you. Friends, this is a big deal, and we need to do this on our knees. Next. Guys, and I mentioned this during the prayer, different things that we need to pray about. We need to show them love. Muslims, they have their socks rocked off by the love that Christians show. Okay? That is one of the biggest witnesses to Muslims, is the love that Christians have for one another and the love that they show towards Muslims. Okay? I understand, you know, a few podcasts back, we talked about some of the violent verses in the Quran. Obviously, you guys see on the news some of the gnarly things that happen in other countries, Muslim countries, things, atrocities that Muslims commit during various jihadist style wars, different movements, different wars between the Sunnis and the Shiites, and various Muslim groups fighting other Muslim groups because they disagree about their political stances. It happens. Okay? It happens. And we need to realize that, yes, we're putting ourselves at risk when we witness to Muslims. Chances are, guys, unless you're witnessing in a Muslim country, if you are, by the way, you already understand the risk. You are in grave danger if you are in a Muslim country and you're witnessing. And if you are doing that, I say God bless you, and us Christians need to pray for you. But anyway, just because there is some violent verses in the Quran does not mean we need to be afraid, okay, or keep our distance. We're not to be afraid of those who can kill the body but can't kill the soul. Let's go after them, friends. Let's love them and let's bless them, okay? Next, I want to mention this. Be humble. Don't go into this with a chip on your shoulder. Don't be arrogant. Be humble, all right? Be soft-spoken, be loving, and be humble. Do not act like you know everything about their faith, even when there's areas you don't know, or I'm sorry, that you do know about. Okay, don't go in there thinking you know more than they do about their faith. All right? Listen, be patient. I'll mention that over and over and over. Listen to them. Hear them out. Let them say their piece too. They'll be more willing to listen to you if you're willing to listen to them. And that goes for witnessing to just about anybody. Don't go in there guns a-blazing. All right? People that listen to apologetics podcasts, we're all guilty of this. I just about guarantee just about every single one of you have gone into a witnessing encounter guns a-blazing. Yeah, that's right. You know all the answers, and you're going in there, and you're throwing down, and you take them off at the knees, and you bludgeon them with the brick of the gospel, and it doesn't work out. It never works out. Okay? We've all done that. Don't do that. All right? We got to listen to them. We got to love on them. Ask them questions. Allow them to ask you questions. If they ask you something that gets you, you know, kind of gets your goat or whatever, chill out. We're doing this for their soul, not to win an argument. Okay? By the way, sometimes when you're talking to a Muslim, you will slip in, I'm sorry, they will slip into debate mode. They'll start raising their voice and they'll get really intense. Really intense. Guys, don't be afraid. That is something that's common in Muslim culture, to debate and to get pretty wild-eyed and intense in their debating. Don't worry. That's normal. I mean, unless they're attacking you, you're fine, okay? So chill out. They might even sling some insults at you. It's okay. A soft answer turns away wrath. We're trying to get them saved. We're trying to bring them to the cross. Jesus didn't start throwing punches back, and he was pretty amazing in how humble he spoke to, humbly, if that's even a word, that he spoke to people, okay? So I guess I just want to warn you that if they go into debate mode, chill out. It's okay. It's all right. And I guess that kind of goes for a lot of witnessing encounters. That does happen when you're witnessing to many different faiths, but I just want you to know that that is actually very normal in Islamic culture. Okay, so another thing. Remember that the Holy Spirit is the one really doing the work here, okay? Their salvation does not rest on you. this isn't your thing. And if you drop the ball, they're not going to burn in hell because you screwed up. This is the Holy Spirit who goes in and he changes the hearts. He's the one that converts people. We are commanded by God through his word to be obedient and to give an answer and to talk to people and to share the gospel and to make disciples, okay? These are things we're commanded to do, and we do them. And God fills in the gaps. We're obedient, and then the Holy Spirit comes in and actually does the real work. Another thing, walk a Christian, a consistent Christian walk. I think you guys know what I mean by that, but if you want to go out there and witness to Muslims, you better be walking the walk. They expect that, okay? When they look at America and most Christians around the world, they see Christianity and America as synonymous, okay? They believe that every American is a Christian. And then they look at the culture that we spew out. I said spew. From Hollywood, in our movies, in our TV shows, and they see Christianity as drugs, sex. They're seeing, you know, immodestly dressed women everywhere you go. And by the way, if you're a Christian woman and you're dressing like that, shame on you, okay? They're looking at our culture, guys, and they're seeing adultery, they're seeing abortion, they're seeing fornication, as in sex before marriage, they're seeing all this filth. And we need to walk a consistent with the Bible, Christian walk. We need to show them what real biblical Christianity looks like, okay? So clean yourself up and look like a Christian. And I guess on that same note, make sure if you are witnessing to somebody outside of the United States, you need to distinguish between the Christianity that they see on TV and the Christian. Oh boy, let me try that again. You need to distinguish between the United States and Christianity. They need to understand that not all Americans are Christians. In fact, far, far, far from it. And they need to understand, and that's a good topic of conversation. Help them to understand the differences between biblical Christianity and other forms or people who claim to be Christians, and help them understand, I mean, give them a good picture of what biblical Christianity looks like, and distinguish that from the unbiblical forms of Christianity that you see, such as, for example, the word of faith nonsense, you know, these wild-eyed guys that you see on TBN who are like money, 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 gimme, 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 and naming and claiming and all this silliness and nonsense. How about this one? Emerging Church, for the most part, utter nonsense. A series is soon to come on the Emerging Church. That is not Christianity. How about this one? Catholicism. And many Muslims, when they're talking Christianity, they immediately think of Catholicism. Big difference. See my series on Catholicism. And is it Christian? And I'll help you understand many aspects. Give you a nice introduction to Catholicism if you're not familiar with it. I actually was raised Catholic, and so I have a pretty good feel for it myself. But anyway, they need to see that distinction, so help them see that. Tomorrow we'll pick up right here, and we'll continue looking at ideas, tips, and ways that we can witness to our Muslim friends. So also, guys, if any of you have had success witnessing to Muslims, if you are an ex-Muslim, or if you've had an utter disaster of a failure witnessing to a Muslim, contact me. I'd like to hear about it. Perhaps I might even add a little section to this series and add some new information. So anyway, with that, come out to the website, youthapologeticstraining.com. And there, guys, you can leave comments and questions. I really want to talk to you. Also, you can catch me on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter. And with that, I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.